Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Jeff, are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I am ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grombacher. Jeff Kozitek is an inspirational speaker. He's a certified life coach and a published author. I'm excited to have you on. Jeff, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Thanks, man. I love people and art. Married to my best friend, Brandy. Actually, this year, we're celebrating our big 15th wedding anniversary. Super excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We've got 2 boys, one of which is celebrating a birthday today.
Nice.
Love you, buddy. I've taken the unconventional approach to business. As an artist and entrepreneur, I've worked in photography, shooting fine art for corporations and family portraits, and dabbling in some painting. And I've also spent more than 20 years working in the entertainment industry as a producer, actor. I've worked in casting, directing, and variety entertainment as a juggler, stilt walker, fire guy, game show hosting, crazy escapes, stuff like that. And the best part of entertainment is that it gives me a free pass to cross social boundaries and interact with people when they're mostly relaxed. And that's what led me to where I am today as an inspirational speaker and certified life coach.
I love it. So how long have you been juggling?
There I was, George. I was 11, and I loved David Copperfield, and I had a magic kit at the house. And so I asked my parents if I could sign up for a magic workshop. They said, sure. And on the way to the workshop, my mom looks in the back seat and says, oh, by the way, son, the magic workshop was full, so we put you in the juggling workshop instead. And I thought, why would you do that to me? Who likes juggling? Nobody likes juggling.
Yeah.
It was totally a hot fuzz moment for me, but I was like, why? And it changed my whole life. So yeah, I started juggling when I was 11, and then realized you could actually make a career out of that after college.
Nice. All right. And
it's crazy, man, because, you know, in one day I might start off doing an early childhood center in the morning and finish at a nightclub or casino at night. Or I might do the exact same show for a 9-year-old's birthday party and then the same thing at a farm co-op.
Nice.
I mean, it's been a really, really fun ride. And I love the fact that that it's taken me across so many different boundaries that separate people, whether it's ethnicity or religion or economic status, and that's been great.
Yeah, so you thank your parents all the time by saying, you're right, my 11-year-old self was totally wrong because everybody likes juggling.
yeah.
Nice.
Apparently. But parents know best.
Yes, turns out. You keep
you
reminding
that,
those two kids.
Listening?
Yes, that's exactly right. So I like to think about, and I do think about human flourishing and living our best lives and obviously just being generally successful and more successful in every aspect of our lives. And I know that you talk a lot about authenticity, and something you just said really resonated with me, getting that free pass to cross or break social boundaries. And you find that through your art in probably every way to do it. How do you find that really relates to authenticity?
Crossing social boundaries and relating to authenticity. That's a great question. So, a long time ago in a land far, far away, Delta Dental in Missouri hired me to create a show teaching kids how to take care of their teeth. So we created the Tooth Wizard and his arch nemesis Plaque Man and an epic battle for oral health. And we would do shows in elementary schools all across Missouri and Illinois. We did shows in Iowa and South Carolina. And as the program grew, I could not act in all the shows, so we needed to hire actors to come in and help us out. And what we realized is that for the show to really land and connect with the kids in 30 minutes, to give them a fun experience, but also teach them something and get them excited about visiting the dentist and taking care of their teeth, was that the actors needed to show up and just be themselves, but genuinely hyped up about oral health care.
Sure.
And so when they were excited and they weren't pretending or they weren't talking down to the kids, but they were just talking to them on their level, you know, they set up some expectations saying, hey, you know, we need you to just sit down and listen. There'll be other times, you know, when you can interact. You know, all of that aside, after that, we're just talking to the kids as though they're on our same level, and they're just showing up as themselves. The success rate was incredible, because the kids are literally jumping up and down to go visit the dentist at the end of the show. They're feeling really connected with the actors on stage and building those relationships. And so what I realized is if you just show up as you, whether you're teaching kids how to take care of their teeth or teaching them about diabetes or teaching them about, I did a finance show for pre-K through second graders.
Nice.
Which is kind of nuts, but it all stems from just showing up and not pretending to be something you aren't. I mean, yeah, you are wearing a costume, but you're authentically speaking from your heart, and you're not, I guess, overinflating the message or pretending to be excited when you're not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it certainly does. And it's, you know, we live in such a time of geez, I guess, for lack of a better term, political correctness and people and trigger warnings and safe spaces, which from my perspective are not safe spaces at all. And we also live in a time where a lot of people are talking about, you know, being authentic. And I think that we all want to live authentic lives. And it just struck me that being worried about offending or breaking social boundaries really does keep us from being ourselves a lot of the time. And it causes us to keep our mouths shut, or, you know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And I believe that the boundary or the block or the permission slip to authenticity is personal worth and understanding that you have value that is intrinsic and cannot be lost, cannot be stolen, cannot be increased, and it's full all the time. And it's not tied to what you do or what you have or what you look like or where you live. And understanding that separation and understanding the source of your worth allows you to show up and just be you, allows you to show up and be present in the moment versus trying to impress somebody or trying to constantly compare yourself to others or competing for more or trying to defend your personal viewpoint at all costs. Because if your value is tied to your viewpoint or tied to what you believe or tied to what you have, you can never let that go. If you let that go, your value drops, and people don't like that. They don't. And so it's, but if we could shift that mindset to understanding that the value is internal, everything changes. It's why I speak. It's why I coach, because it didn't matter where I went as an entertainer. Every single person I come in contact with has to answer the same two basic questions. And those are, what is my worth and where does it come from? And when we're looking for it externally, it's never enough. And it leads to exhaustion, and there's some pretty other negative consequences when it comes to how we handle money, which I could share if you like.
Yeah, I'd absolutely love that, and I love what you're talking about, knowing what your personal worth is. That'll help you avoid the trap of comparison, which will. If you're constantly comparing yourself, you're probably not going to lead. Well, I know for a fact you won't lead as good of a life as you would if you weren't. And having that internal value, so being able to answer those two questions, I'd love to. Yeah, let's jump into that.
Well, I mean, understanding. Well, if you just look at the personal worth concept for a second, and how that affects our spending, if your value is tied to what you have, then your spending is out of control. You're spending all the time. You're racking up the credit card bills because it's all about the appearance, right? It's about the image. Or if your value is tied to being frugal, then you don't spend anything.
Yeah.
And then you might have some loved ones in your life that you want to share with, or they might be in need, but you don't do that because in from your perspective, your value is tied to not spending. So you don't, even though you'd like to, or how it affects our investing. You know, if you aren't worth anything, then why would you invest in your future self? You live for the now. You might take a victim mentality and, you know, this is just who I am, and either somebody will help me out or they won't. But I'm not worth taking care of tomorrow. So I'm just going to live for today. So you spend everything today, or you don't invest for a future because you invest all in the future, but you never actually dip into that because you don't think, you know what I mean? It's like you're preparing for a retirement or something that comes down the road, but you never want to dip into that because if you dip into that, well, then you have less.
Yeah.
And if you have less, then how does that, if your value is tied to what you have and now you have less, now we've got a gap again.
I think that both those things are so dangerous for sure. You know, not saving at all or saving everything and never actually spending it.
Right. Well, and then it also rolls out in the way that we trust others, right? You know, either we seek advice from everybody and we're constantly changing our investment plans and constantly changing who we work with. And as a result, we never get anywhere. There's no headway because we're constantly shifting. Or we don't trust anybody. So we don't ask for advice and we don't make the gains that we could make, or we stick with somebody, too long. Maybe we have a financial, planner or advisor that we really like on a personal level. And they work great for a season, but then when that season ends and there might be somebody else that might help better at this particular season of life, we don't make that shift because, our value is tied to our relationships, and then we start making different kinds of decisions. And so I think when we can stand on our personal worth and understand it's not tied to our success, our failures, our circumstances, or the amount of money we have or don't, then we're able to show up and be free to either stay or go when it comes to planners or advisors. We're free to spend or to save or to give or to invest. And then the last part is knowledge. You know, we're free to share what we've learned financially, and we don't have to die with the secret sauce.
Mm-hmm.
know, it's our knowledge is not the source of our value either. We can pass that on freely.
Well, I think that those are all absolutely compelling reasons for why somebody would want to really know what their personal worth is. So I know that this is really what your work, this is what you're working on, so we're not going to get the answer to it, but how can somebody start to figure that out?
Well, I would suggest talking to a coach or a counselor, somebody that they feel comfortable with and they've checked out. Not all coaching is the same. In America, coaching isn't federally regulated. So one life coach could be the same or totally different than the next. And not all counselors have the same style. So I think it's really important that you check them out ahead of time. And why would you do that? Because everybody's got blind spots where we're going through life, and this is the lens that we've developed to look at the world. So talking to somebody that does not have the same lens, does not have the same blind spots to help us see what we're missing is incredibly valuable. Along with that is the comfortability factor. Have you ever had your photo taken? Like, have you ever gotten family photos done?
Yeah.
So just because a photographer has the best equipment or the best portfolio doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're going to get the best photo of you or best mm-hmm. photo of your family.
Sure.
If you're not comfortable, it's going to show up in the photo. So you could end up working with a photographer that has far less, that's not the right word. You could work with a photographer that has equipment that's not as expensive
mm-hmm.
or not the same great portfolio, but because you fit with them and you have that comfortability factor, the photos that you get are of you. And they're authentically you. They're not you pretending to be smiling or pretending to be candid, and you get much better results. So I think the same is true with a coach or a counselor. It's about that fit.
Yeah, I think that's so true.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't feel comfortable, then it's a waste of your money and a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah,
and nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that for sure. I appreciate that. Excellent. Well, Jeff, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Here it is. You will never see value in someone else beyond what you see in yourself. You've got to take care of you so you can better take care of others. Like we said earlier, your value can never be lost, never be stolen or increased. It's always full all the time, no matter how you feel in the moment. And when we stand on that, we can be present where we are, and we don't miss life's moments.
Well, that is great stff that definitely gets. Come on.
Come on.
Jeff, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
You can learn about me at www.coreauthenticity.com. I'm also on LinkedIn, Facebook, and I got a book, Blueprint for Value, 52 Habits to Discover and Strengthen Your Personal Worth. Currently available on Amazon as a paperback and ebook. And those are 52 habits that help people work out their personal worth.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jeff your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to coreauthenticity.com. Check out all the great resources and learn how you can engage with Jeff, link in with him, go to Facebook, and also pick up a copy of Blueprint for Value on Amazon, and I will link to all of those in the notes of the show. Thank you again,
You're
Jeff.
The best. Thank you, George. It was a pleasure.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.